to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign-up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balances and more anywhere, at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign-up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Public Bank. We're the one for you.
Pick two. Pick two.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two. Pick two in the evening.
Pick two.
A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Matthew threatened Robin, who refused to have sex without a condom. A heated argument ensued, and he choked her. Shelley invited Robin, Dion, and Christopher over for dinner, but Matthew also turned up. Dion told Shelley that it sounded like Robin was crying in her room that morning. Shelley asked Robin if Matthew was hitting her, and he got angry, and they fought in the street. Shelley immediately called Sergeant Murray. Right now, Christopher, Dion, and Shelley are talking to Robin about Matthew's abuse.
We bring the radio to the streets and the streets.
Oh gosh, Shelley. Like you, Christopher, and Dion ain't gonna let me hear my ear.
No, Robin. You got to leave this man alone. How much times he must show you he's a no good before he left you?
Beating you on the road? No, man. There is the limit.
You deserve more than this, Robin. You deserve a man who can love and treat you with respect.
Look what he do to your face. Huh? You done dealing with the challenges of being HIV positive, just getting over tuberculosis, and the low-life, dirty savannah mining crapo gonna look for putty hands for you?
In all fairness, we the fighting one another.
Nonsense! Don't make excuses for him, please.
Look at you, size T. He must be about 200 pounds. And how much you weigh? 130? I sure he facing black and blue like you.
And if he didn't do nothing wrong, why he disappear? Eh? If it was a fight, as you say, we running from.
Y'all won't understand. Me and Matthew come a long way, and yes, we got problems, but I believe we could work things out.
So you trying to tell me that you ain't gonna let the pit latrine philandering cross?
I'm saying that y'all need to allow me to work things out with Matthew.
What is there to work out? He beat you upon the road. I know the minute any man put his hands on me, that is it. We done. When you encourage abuse one time, it just continue.
I can handle Matthew.
You could handle he? So let me get it straight. You staying with this abusive man?
Nobody is perfect. I am perfect either. If all them women leave the fella because he knocked them one time, what gonna happen?
But Robin, you know it's not only one time he knocked you. Stop making excuses for this man. You need to have a plan. They got people could help. If you want, I could go to a social worker with you.
I know Matthew, and he's a good man.
A what?
He only behaving like this because of the shock of finding out he's HIV positive.
And whose fault is that? He been running around the bush with all kind of women, like Supercat with 90 lives, and he's surprised that he got something like HIV?
I don't know what to do some people. Not use condoms, not use PrEP, and still surprised when they pick up HIV or some other sexually transmitted infection, get pregnant or get somebody pregnant.
Dumb, stupid, illiterate, ignorant, and irresponsible. Syphilis, gonorrhea, herpes, chlamydia, HIV ain't got selective people.
We all know the circumstances that get me and Matthew to where we are. Who knows if it's I give it to he?
Here we go, making excuses. So you lie about being a consistent and correct condom user?
No, me and lie. Look, like I said, nobody's perfect.
It doesn't take perfection not to put your hands on a woman. I can't believe that this is the standard that you set in for yourself.
I got to at least give you a chance.
So your mindset, you ain't leaving me.
I got to do what is best for me.
Okay, I'm letting you know right now that I don't want he back in my house.
So now me living here come with conditions?
I won't be comfortable with him being here.
Neither me.
Well, all right. If it's the, me and Matthew can just go and rent we own house.
Oh my Rabbi, no. Think about what you're doing, my sister. We're your friends. We care about what is happening to you. That man is no good for you.
Well, with all due respect, I never tell y'all for left none of y'all men.
I would hope that if me friends see a man lead a beat down the River Jordan to drunk, that they would warn me.
Friends ain't gonna leave you in danger, Robin. Friends ain't gonna ignore abuse.
Robin, please. You need to leave this man alone. You have to deal with finding out that you have HIV, tuberculosis, and now this man turn around and beat you. And you gonna stay and take it? Robin, I don't wanna get bad news about you. I don't want you to be another face in the newspapers.
Y'all really don't know Matthew if you think he would kill me.
Robin, I tell you, this in love, my sister. North women don't believe that these men won't kill them until they're about to breathe their last breath.
Please, Robin. I lose a cousin just like them. All the years she with this man, and all the while she thinking he can change, he murdered she, Robin. Just like that, me cousin was gone.
It's too much in this country. Too many tears shedding for women who these men kill. You don't have to be another one, Robin.
We love you. And that's why we want what's best for you. Please.
Look, I hear all of what y'all saying, and I appreciate the fact that you care for me. But I got me life to live, and that life is me and Matthew. I need to at least give you a chance, because we come a long way. So please, love me.
Wow.
Robin, this is not it.
I go in my room.
Christopher!
I know you don't understand, but you put yourself in me shoes, Shelly. 6 years I must throw away like that? And who else can want a woman with HIV?
HIV don't mean that you condemn and can't get in a loving relationship, Robin. People are living with HIV with treatment. You know this. You can find a man who loves you and treats you with respect and who doesn't beat you. That is what you deserve.
I know what I deserve. And I know that that is what I can get from Matthew. It is my life and my choice.
Hi, Shelly, love. What you up to?
I just don't watch the news, Evie.
It's all your songs, man.
Rough day. I don't know what I can do about Robin and Matthew. She determined not to leave the man.
Well, people make their choices and you got to respect
them. Wait a minute.
What?
Look at the TV.
The police are working to identify a woman found dead early yesterday. The woman's body was found at about 4 a.m. according to a news release. She's described as mixed in her mid-30s with reddish brown hair. Her cause of death is currently unknown, and she is believed to be Venezuelan. Murder is suspected. Anyone with information on her death or identity is asked to call 911.
Body of an unidentified woman?
Who do look like to you? It didn't look like Benicia.
Benicia? That Venezuelan girl? Alonzo friend?
Yes.
It could be her, yes.
I call her she.
Suspected murder? Why these men keep killing these Venezuelan women?
Come on. Pick up Benicia. Pick up.
She not answering?
Mm-mm.
This is becoming a real problem in this country. The way I hear these Venezuelans are being treated, it's horrible, man.
Why Benicia answering the phone again?
Okay, calm down, Shelly. Maybe she's just busy and will call you back later.
Or maybe there's sheep on the TV. Let me catch again.
Let me don't jump to conclusions. Yes, the woman has a slight resemblance to Benicio, but that don't mean a sheep.
So why is she not answering?
Well, last you talked to her.
I don't know, maybe about two or three months ago. She in region 1 or 7 or 8, she tell me. Somewhere in one of them regions where they got a good number of Venezuelans. Some of your family there, Richie.
Oh.
But, oh, Ignatius, I really hope it's not she.
I don't think it's Benicio.
I got to go down on my knees and pray tonight for Benicio and for Robin.
Hmm?
There's too many women getting abused in this country.
I know it's terrible. The stories I hear about Guyanese men treating some of these Venezuelan women is heartbreaking.
But if they don't have respect for Guyanese women, they can get for Venezuelans. We got a problem with violence in this country. And sometimes it seems like it's only getting worse.
Mm. We really need to work with our men. I don't know why some believe that to be a man, they got to control and hit. That is not being a man. That is a coward.
If there's Benicio for truth, I gotta find a way for contact your family.
Let's keep our fingers crossed. It's not her.
But suppose it's one of your family though.
Mm.
You know how many stories Benicio tell me about what she and your family going through in this country?
I can imagine.
She told me some of them have been beaten and even killed for refusing to have sex with men.
That's sickening.
Especially in the mining areas. Benicio said these men only see Venezuelans as sex workers.
That's not safe at all.
And it's not only that, but some are raped as well. One of her cousins was drugged and gang raped.
The police gotta get on top of this.
And because most of them don't have documents, they don't know where to turn to and believe that there is no help. The police and all don't really help most of them.
So nobody's helping these people?
A few organizations, yes. I got to find what help they got in them regions.
Why some of we Guyanese states, eh? If we go to a country and get mistreated like this, you would hear all kind of things.
Guyanese in many countries working, and I sure they don't get treated like this. It's not right what happening to these migrants. Gosh, man, have a heart now. They're running from Venezuela, looking for a better life, and then come here, only to be raped, abused, and killed. It's too much, man.
And some very hard working.
Yes. As Guyanese, we got to expect that people will come to our country because we also migrate. We there in every part of the world.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. I really hope this is not Benicio. I pray to God it's not she.
Is where you there?
My friend in Tomra.
So when I see you?
Me no.
What do you mean you ain't no?
I think him are going back in the interior.
And you didn't plan to tell me?
Of course I want to tell you.
And if I didn't call you, you wouldn't call me?
We were.
Machu, we fight, you pack your things and disappear. So what are supposed to mean?
Look, I didn't want to see the few friends that bite off me yet. So I just beat up.
Yeah, but we still in a relationship. You can't just make decisions without informing me.
I know. I'm sorry.
I want to see you. Where are you staying?
By a friend in Kitty.
Okay, I'm coming to see you. I can come with a taxi and call you when I reach Kitty for directions.
You will let your friends know you're coming?
No, they don't need to mind me business.
Is anything about me, friend?
When I come, we can talk.
Tell you for left me, no?
Machu.
I know they would have said it, you know. Who got his friends who don't want to see you happy?
But we happy though, Machu.
So you're not happy with me?
I just want we fix with problems.
Okay.
I can call you when I leave in.
Okay.
I love you, Machu.
Love you too, Robin.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundi.
Tuberculosis can be spread when a person with the disease coughs, sneezes, speaks or sings, and someone healthy inhales the droplets. TB prevention includes wearing masks, coughing in your elbows, washing your hands, and eating nutritious foods that boost your immune system. Watch your alcohol intake and know that smoking increases your risk. Persons with cancer or diabetes should get screened regularly as these conditions increase your risk for TB. If you have been exposed to TB at home or in a public place, get screened today.
A message from the Ministry of Health National Tuberculosis Program with support from Global Fund.